Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, the host of The Message and The Messenger. We have a show every Sunday this time, and of course, every other Saturday. For those of you who perhaps are new to the show, we work with reading the Akashic Records, have conference calls with Archangel Michael, and do healing with Charlene on Saturdays. And I have become so intrigued with the journey of the soul between the two dimensions. In other words, we're here when we transition, go to the other side, and then plan what we will do and how we'll do it on our next time we incarnate on Earth, or if we choose to go to other dimensions. And so I find that whole topic fascinating, and the information that comes from the Akashic Records, you know, this is a beautiful thing to be able to do this, because the stories that evolve of where souls have been, where they're going, how they operate between these two levels here and the other side, is just so fascinating. And as I hear these stories and see the workings, in other words, how the souls work through what is called the Tree of Life, you know, the plan of the Creator, as far as the spiritual evolution of the souls and the evolution of the cosmos itself, it is such a remarkable story. And it was some of the things that I wanted to discuss with you today, simply because, kind of like perched up here on this little shelf between the two worlds, I've been able to watch this, and I wanted to share it with you. In case you want to call, get some information from your own records, perhaps connect with your angels, your guardian angel. Our phone number here is 877-876-5227. Now, what I have found in being exposed to these different stories is when souls were created, there were some souls that were created for very specific jobs. And in several cases that I have come across, there was only one soul that was created to do that job, which I find utterly remarkable. There was one soul created to gather experiences for Source that help to evolve the universal laws. Now, my golly, that's such a big title. But apparently, the laws didn't all come in at one time, didn't originate all at one time, because as we experienced and moved through the different dimensions, there were situations that came up that were unforeseen. And it was because human beings have free will. And I found that fascinating, to have done a reading for someone where that was their job. Moving at the request of Source, gathering information, reviewing universal law, and adding to them. Another story, and I'm just mentioning these things because it helps, well, it has helped me to become aware just how intricate this planning has been that Source brought together. And that's perhaps one of the things that has really captured my imagination, the depth of the planning. I am constantly amazed at that, how different pieces fit in to perhaps a time that we are living presently, but how these pieces came from so many diverse parts over such a wide span of years. Now, another soul, getting back to the different jobs that souls do, there is another soul, that there was one soul created for this. And that was to coordinate the energies between the... We have a call, and I'll get back to that. And your name, please?
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Something that I was saying intrigued you, or was this a new topic?
Well, I'm just very interested in knowing what is next for myself.
When you say next, Linda, what do you mean by next?
For my soul purpose.
Are you talking about mission here? What is your mission? Is that what you're...
What I'm missing?
No, mission, dear. In other words, that job that your soul chose to take on before it came into this dimension. Because I'm not quite sure what you mean by next. It could be, it could cover so many different topics.
Yes, this would be full purpose on buying land and also as far as relationships go.
Wait a minute. You want to know what's next with regards to relationships?
Yes.
In other words, if I'm understanding you correctly, is this what you're saying? You're a single lady and perhaps you'd like to find a relationship that would be satisfying to you? Is that...
Yes, my husband left the planet about almost 3 years ago.
Ah.
And so I had to start fresh. And I'm just wondering, what is the next step for me to take on my path?
Oh, okay. So it's more than... I think what you're saying is this is a little bit more than finding another spouse, but perhaps what you need to do next as far as the overall picture of your life. Is that close?
Yes, and whether I would be finding the land before another partner or not.
Okay, so you really have two things here. You're kind of like starting from zero, so to speak, in the sense that your life path was going along just fine, and then it was interrupted, and now you're sort of looking for a new path.
Yes, I've
and
reorganized.
Beginning, a new beginning.
Yes, I'm just starting to relax, finally.
Yeah. Was it a happy marriage?
It was a wonderful marriage, soulmate as well as twin ray. And
oh.
We were together 23 years and just had the most wonderful time. So,
oh, how exciting.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So, you were really privileged to find the relationship with your twin soul because many don't.
Right.
And that's kind of hard to top, isn't it?
Well, we don't incarnate at the same time. And
well,
now we're... apart on the physical level.
See, you know something here, Linda, that a lot of people are not aware of. The twin souls do not always incarnate together.
Yes, that means we've lived together and worked together and developed together many, many, many lifetimes. So this is just another round.
And sometimes the twin flame or twin soul is on the other side working with us when we're here.
Right, I feel him all the time.
I
never feel alone.
Would. Uh-huh.
Although yes. Sometimes my personality, my less than exalted self, it gets lonely.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a sense that the two of you have a mission to do together in the upcoming years?
Always.
Yeah, see, I have the sense of that, too. Linda, I'm going to go to the records, and I'm going to question your path as far as your planning stage, because listening to your conversation, it sounds like, and especially the fact that you feel him around you, there could be the sense, I feel the sense that perhaps you've planned to do something together. So let's see what I can find out for you with that.
All
regards.
Right. Thank you.
And we'll go on from there, because I think this is perhaps your most important question out of what we've been talking about. For those who are not aware of this, I send a portion of my mind to the center of the cosmos where the cherubim angels are, and there is one standing there now. Can you see into the next dimension, Linda? I was wondering if you could see the angel.
No, I don't. I have a sense of it. I have what you call clairsentience.
Okay, so you intuit it, but you're not seeing her, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, she's very lovely. She's standing there, and she has your record. And they're able to get the individual's record through their vibrations. And when I communicate with a person, I'm able to take their vibration, carry it to them, and they pull the record. Our vibrations are very individual, like fingerprints. And so that's how they get the record, and that's how they add other information to our records. And this is very much in keeping with what I started out the conversation with today, the journey of soul, some of the many journeys. And she has opened the record and is pointing to a passage that is in your record. And what this passage has to do is the purpose that you and what you were calling your twin flame has been about. It seems that you have circled with one another through many lifetimes, which you probably have this sense of even now as we speak. You had this sense before we chatted. And not only have you done this on this particular planet, but you have done this on other planets also. And so the two of you have worked very closely together. Actually, since you left Source right after your creation. So this is part of what you might say your mission, that you have come time and time again to whichever planet where you are working on presently. And so the two of you had this remarkable time together where you lived this beautiful life in cooperation and love. And you needed that as the nurturing aspect of your soul to give you a foundation because of what you're going to be doing in the near future, they're telling me. You feel your partner around you, and they are suggesting to move closer into that relationship, to go beyond feeling your partner's essence, but to be able to communicate with him directly. Are you doing that yet, Linda?
No.
Okay.
The best way.
What'd you say?
What is the best way?
We'll get to that after we finish this part, because I want to complete what is in your record. We can talk later about that after I get through this part. And this, when you're talking about next step, this is the next step that you should be working on. The two of you came to understand, to know one another so that you could trust his information. In other words, you've had this lifetime together. You know and understand one another. You love him. And you are very connected to his vibrational wave. So when you connect with him and start communicating with him, you will know that this comes from him, and you will trust it because you have set up this lifetime of trust.
Right.
And this is really the purpose of this relationship. And he has gone to the other side so that he is preparing the way, so to speak. And what he is preparing is, what she is showing me is like he's on a telephone line on the other side and you're on this side on a telephone line and he is communicating with you. And she is showing me that you've got this telephone in one hand listening to what he is saying and you're writing down what he is saying in with the other hand. So it is this is not just for you. This information that you have agreed to receive from him before, this was all an agreement before you actually came into this lifetime. And it was for this connection and for you to receive what he is gathering. And she is showing me that he is in the gathering stage right now. In other words, he has all of these little compartments of information he's sort of like assembling them.
Okay.
And he will be transmitting this to you. And so this is the reason that the two of you were here. It is the reason why he left early. Well, they're saying early.
Right.
Because he would be considered relatively young to have crossed over. And there was this great love and yearning between the two of you. And it wasn't something that you really wanted to happen. The two of you really wanted to be here and experience this remarkable relationship with one another, but his soul knew what the two of you were about, and I suspect that if you really think about this, you would understand that too, that he and you are working on a much larger aspect of personal happiness, in the sense that you're now going to be opening a doorway to planetary service. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the purpose of this, and she is showing me, I get overwhelmed sometimes when I see these pictures, Linda. She is showing me that the two of you were in Atlantis. Does that surprise you? You probably have a sense
of
it.
Yeah, I was a channel then.
Yeah. You were a channel then.
in the council.
Oh, coincidence, huh? Yeah, she's showing me the two of you as two very tall beings, tall in the sense of what you had acquired. In other words, the two of you were of high elevation at that point in time. What you might say, pure spirits. Does that ring true to you?
Yes, very much
yeah.
so.
Yeah. And so you two had I guess the best word to say is a working relationship.
Yes.
In not only together, but in working with humanity at that time, bringing forth truth and love and understanding, does that have...
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So you know what I'm saying. Okay, the two of you work as such, and you watched, you might say, in horror, as humanity fell in their understanding. Did that have a resonance to you?
Yes. Why we fear our own enlightenment, just
yeah.
as we were getting it before.
Yeah. You see, people, those who work in those positions, this was a very traumatic event for them. When humanity fell in understanding, those who had responsibility for the upliftment of humanity during the time of Atlantis, to watch that fall was a very traumatic event.
Yes.
And it was something that has, I don't know what word to put with this. It sort of has clung to us through our many lifetimes because we knew the brilliance of where humanity was going, and to see it sort of like self-destruct was a very traumatic time. And
yes.
I think you probably feel some of that sadness when you think of that, don't you?
Oh, tremendous sadness.
Yeah, yeah.
And also a tremendous excitement right now.
Well,
the
reason that
seeds,
there's
right?
a tremendous excitement, Linda, is because that is when you made that promise. As you watched humanity slip to the lower levels, you and the one who was your husband in this lifetime, your soul partner then, you watched humanity fell, and that is when the two of you, you might say it was more than a promise. It was like an oath that the two of you took, that you would come back when the cycle was in the right position where humanity could then begin that upward path. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes, and it is now.
Yes, the And I'm working for the future improvement for everyone.
Yes, and so your husband, your rather than saying husband, perhaps your spiritual partner, your twin flame, he is there. It's almost as if he's like a reporter gathering the latest. You see, so much, we have been given so much news with regards to how we're, what ascension is about, predictions and so forth, and they are not all true. They're not true because there were the possibilities, but things have changed. They've changed because people have brought in more light. Among a small group of people, there is a higher consciousness towards the light. There is more light now in the grid system. And even though there's a lot of work here to do, because there has been this amount of light accumulating, what has been predicted in the past does not have to come true today. What was a possibility then is not a probability now. And this is what your soulmate is gathering. In other words, it's like sifting through the wheat and the chaff, so to speak, because the chaff has to fall away because they were possibilities that don't exist now. They're not probabilities.
Right. As the frequency increases, 13 is the frequency of unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's going to be a perceptual shift that people have, and it won't have to be so horrible.
Well, that's correct. And see, you understand this now, and you understand how important it is to get the, what we, another way of saying it, is sort of like the updated news. And this is what he is gathering, and this is what he is going to communicate with you.
You said the updated what?
Well, the updated news. In other words,
news,
what's possible,
it.
What's probable,
yeah.
as more light has come to the planet, so many of these prophecies are falling by the wayside. They're not going to happen. These negative
yeah.
things and destruction and doom and gloom is not going to happen.
That's great.
And so
it doesn't have to happen.
No, and this is why you had this lifetime together first, because you will recognize his vibration, you trust him, you love him, and when he comes to you with this information, you will gladly accept it. And you see, you also remember these things from the past. You know, you have this sense of who you were so
yeah.
long ago that you can really dedicate your purpose of self now to what you're about to do, and you know the reason that you were doing it.
Yes, so we're forced into telepathic communion, which I need to learn how to do, or to open up to.
Yes.
Again.
See, you're absolutely right, Linda, because you already know how to do this.
Just remembering.
It's
okay.
Just remembering.
Is he on this property that I'm to find, or that's going to find me?
What makes you think you're going to be moving to a new property?
Well, I'm just on standby right now, and I have the funds to invest in something, you know, my version of intentional community. And
oh, you're thinking more in terms of building a community for others. Is that what you're saying?
Right. For more than myself. For
yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Let me see if we can bring him in. Wait a minute. I wanted to see first if he is nearby, because you know they do travel. You know, they travel to other planets like Sirius and so forth. They're telling me that he is here. Okay. Linda, I'm
mm-hmm.
suggesting that what you do right now, you put your awareness in your third eye.
All right.
And relax, as if it is just the two of us speaking to one another, no one else.
Mm-hmm.
This is just us. And then in your third eye, I want you to see a picture of him as vividly as you can, his face.
All right.
Now, just settle with that. In other words, when you see his face, try to remember what it felt like when he was next to you, perhaps holding your hand. He's showing me your head on his shoulder, and he's kind of like stroking your forehead. Did he do that when he was with you?
Yeah, we'd put our foreheads together.
Yeah, well, apparently that's why he was showing me that. That must have been meaningful to you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, that's what he's showing me. What I am seeing right now is like electrical energy going between him and you.
Feels really good.
Do you feel it? Okay,
yeah.
What you're feeling now is his energy.
Very warm.
Yeah, you're picking it up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, go into the warmth of that. In other words, concentrate on the warmth of that, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Know that this is him. I want you to feel his arms around you because this is what he's doing right now. Can you feel that energy around you?
Yes, I feel that a lot.
Uh-huh.
It's not unfamiliar.
Yeah, well, now, as you feel this emotion, just keep your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
He is sending you other energy now. You trust that this is he, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's complete heart energy.
Yeah. Now, he is sending you some words to a receiving center that is in your brain, and it is in the right-hand side of your brain, above your ear. It is where it is really the seat of hearing. Our ear just picks up the sound, and it sends the sound to this center. Have you found the center yet? Have you found this place where I'm talking about? You should feel the vibration there.
Hmm.
It should tingle.
I'm not sure.
It's okay. It takes a little while. It takes a little while to open this up and to be. You see, what you're building up here is your own self-confidence. He is sending. You are there receiving. But until we get started with this, we question our ability. That is all that it is. It's a little bit of fear right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fear in our questioning.
Oh, believing what we believe to be true.
Exactly. This is what you just have to do. Accept and believe what you know is to be true. You know that he is really here. You know that his energy has surrounded you. You know that this is his energy because you recognize it. You feel that love, that gentleness of his love going to your heart center.
That's
you
right.
Know that this is he. It's just that there is some fear that you're not doing this right, like you're not hearing him, but you really are. You see, once you open this up and once you hear it, in the very beginning, it seems very light. It seems like, oh, did I really hear that? And then the more times you do it, it becomes stronger. This is just like a muscle that a little baby is learning how to use. You know, they crawl first, they try to sit up, then they crawl, and then they pull themselves up, and then they walk and run. This is how it is. This is just a new skill that you were remembering.
Mm-hmm. So focusing on the right side of my brain.
It's on the right side. You will feel the energy come in the right side with his words.
With his words, and that's right above the ear?
Yeah, it's kind of on the right side, above the ear, a little bit towards the front.
All right.
And it's a specific place that you hear this, and you will, it'll start out, like I said, you might feel a little vibration first. The words will be soft in the beginning. It's like, oh, did I hear that?
Mm-hmm.
But what this is really your belief system to accept it.
It's time.
It's time, darling.
So as far as going out and playing today or focusing, it's such a beautiful day.
Well, you know,
a part of me wants to go outside, and a part of me wants to hear this beautiful information coming through my new internet system.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with going out and enjoying nature for a little while and then coming back after the show.
So
work with this.
I feel the land is out there and it's not on the market yet. Is that true?
I think when you connect with him, he's the one that's going to be guiding you.
Yes.
He is going to be your guide, like my son is my guide. See, this is the circumstance that you described is my circumstance that I experienced with my son. He's my twin flame also. We were there in Atlantis.
Wow.
The two of us have followed a path very similar to one another.
Wow.
And
how special is that?
Yeah, we're here for the same purpose, darling.
Yeah. Yes,
and
we are.
He will lead you. He is there working with you. In other words, you two are a team. It's just he's there, you're here. I've often said to my son, you know, I really don't like this arrangement. I would have rather had you here and we work together here.
Yes.
But you see,
what two people in harmony can accomplish is really amazing.
Yes, it is. And you see, with him on the other side and me here, he is like my gateway. I don't have anybody coming to me that has any kind of negativity. Your twin flame will be doing the same job for you, and he will be guiding you to these things. He is seeing around the bend, so to speak. You're here, and he's going to be helping you. Let me see if I one last question about this land that you're talking about, if it's available or not. What they are showing me, it's like a veil placed over the land because it is not available yet. It's not available yet, but when it does become available, this curtain will be drawn back and you will find it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is because of things that's going on with the ownership of the land presently. You'll understand this later when you finally do find it. Just
mm-hmm.
know that you will be guided to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think an important thing right now for you, Linda, is to make connection with him and start receiving information. He is there most anxious to not only protect you, but to help you go where you need to be. And what he is showing me is he's showing me a place. There's a lot of blue light around it. It is truth. It is a place that's like home. It's like the castle, but it has this blue light of truth around it. And everything is just going to be fine, Linda. You're not walking alone, dear.
Yeah, right. Full immersion.
Yeah,
well,
this was your overall plan.
It's really exciting, and it's just a matter of being disciplined a little and focused and remembering.
Exactly. It is about remembering. And if you have trouble connecting, call it a future show. But I really don't think you will have any problem with that.
All right. I guess the main reason I was being impatient is I have money liquid so that I could, you know, wheel a better deal, as I say. And I'm wondering about putting it in CDs for another percent more.
Well, you see,
what you're
picking up here, I do believe, is cash will be king.
What, pardon?
Cash will be king. Do you know what I mean when I say cash will be king?
Cash?
C-A-S-H. Money. Liquid
cash
money.
Cash will be king. Okay.
Will be king. In other words, people who have the cash, who do not have to get a loan, will be in a very admirable situation and will be able to negotiate in places where those who need credit will not be able to negotiate. And you see, you have a sense about yourself to keep this money liquid, and a CD is fine. Is this a large sum of money?
Well, about 500.
500 what?
1,000.
Well,
which
you know,
used to
not
be a lot of money, but it's not that much anymore.
Darling, it's what they're telling me. It's all you need. You know not to put that all in one account, don't you?
Right. Yes.
Check the insurance limits. Also, meditate on where you're putting this, because we'll be having some, I do believe that there will be some banks that will move with one another. You know, there are going to be some banks that's going to have some troubles. Not that the banking system is going to go down, but there will be some troubles where banks will be absorbed into other banks to keep this thing afloat.
It's reorganizing and self-correcting.
Exactly.
So everything doesn't have to fall down completely.
Right. Don't put all the money in one account. I would meditate on where you're putting it. Do some analysis on that.
It's in, you know, two different banks, one on the East Coast and one here. Major.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with, and this is Carolyn Ever saying this, not from the other side. There's nothing wrong with putting it into some mutual funds that are investing in maybe government securities where you have a check writing privilege.
Yeah.
You know, something with a check writing privilege might be very helpful to you to have money available for a deposit.
Yeah, there was a question I had on the money.
Well, Linda, we've given you a lot of time here.
Yes, you have, and I thank you so
very much. Yes, we need to move on. And if you have some other questions, call in later. And
right.
You might also even consider having a mini reading.
All right.
For
and
some deeper information than what we can
get. This was all confirmation for me, and I was just wondering if something specific might come through, and it did, which my number one, I don't want to say job, but my number one intention
now is to
connect with Tim better. So.
Yes, you're in this place, and you want to make sure that you're not missing out on something.
Not missing out on something?
Yeah, like some mission or some promise that you made, something that you need to do.
Right, checking in.
Yeah, checking in. Good way of putting it.
It doesn't hurt a bit. It's kind of fun. All right. Well, thank you again.
Good talking to you, Linda.
Bless you.
Bless you, too. Well, before Linda called, I was talking about actually, you know, it is interesting that Linda called with this particular kind of a question, because what the discussion was originally is how souls follow these missions in between lifetimes, carrying over missions from one lifetime to another. And yes, we went all the way back to Atlantis. We have another caller, and your name, please.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. Are things interesting?
You know, I have a question, and it's, I would like to know, and you're probably getting sick of me calling in when I call in, but
no,
I have such an urgency, and I'm not getting it. I would like to know if Spirit would help me with my next step that I should be working on for my highest good that will get me to where I need to go.
Well, one of the things that's been happening, Nancy, is you have been doing a tremendous amount of clearing.
Yes.
And you might have to do more clearing before you get to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have found in my own life that each step that I have made, that I have had to do a tremendous amount of clearing to ratchet up to these different steps. And let me check something. What I was checking is, you know, we discussed about you being a cherubim, right?
Yes.
And as cherubim, we have always been on the front line of the struggles with the dark. And as you've done some of this clearing, you're probably aware of this, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In other words, do you remember when you've done this clearing, some of the lifetimes as being a warrior and being killed by the dark?
Yes, bits and pieces.
Well, darling, I remember more than bits and pieces, and I want to tell you, it was not a pretty sight. And there is a tremendous amount of trauma. You see, we were sent here, and one of the reasons that we were sent here, besides working with Mardak and trying to prevent that implosion, we also struggled with the dark over these many incarnations. And when, you know, we lost, the victors write the history, and they also determine how the vanquished is going to suffer and die. And they were trying to destroy our souls. And, I mean, many times there was a great deal of torture, and this brought a lot of fear with it. You know, we might have volunteered to do these different jobs, and we were very brave to volunteer, but when the human body is faced with torture, with being revived and tortured and going through this terrible transition before death, and then in the process of dying, to be told all of the things of how, you know, we were abandoned and our God abandoned us and so forth, this was very difficult. All of this has to be cleared. And where you are right now, as I see it, there still is a lot of clearing that you have to do. And I'm not saying this lightly, because I am still doing a tremendous amount of very deep clearing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the physical challenges that have been cropping up for you have been because you have had to clear this stuck energy that's in the emotional subtle body.
Uh-huh.
Now, you still are still probably having some things coming up in the physical that are challenging to you, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, see, those things that are coming up that are physical challenges is because there is a clearing that still has to be done. And you think, listen, I've gone through this, I'm still going through it, Nancy, and so I can tell you, you do all this clearing, you think, oh, wow, that was really big, I should be done by now. And then the next time you have the same thing coming up, and you, gee, I thought I cleared that. Well, no, this was another lifetime. So the cherubim have lifetime after lifetime after lifetime of this challenge to be clearing. And so this truly is your next step. That emotional body has to be cleared. We talked about you working at night, didn't we, while you sleep? Yeah, yeah. Well, see, you're doing work at night, and so it's not like you aren't doing your spiritual work, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
So you are doing that. You're working at night as you sleep. And I think the last time we talked to you, it was told you to program to remember doing some of that work that you do at night, that it would give you some satisfaction. Have you done that, or have you been successful with that?
I have not been successful yet.
Yeah. Well, see, this would help you out. If you could remember some of your dreams,
right,
and you'd be seeing this during dream time. If you could remember some of this, of what you're doing at night, you would have some satisfaction out of it while you're trying to clear the physical.
Okay.
It's like, I know where you're coming from, Nancy. You have a good heart, and you want to get working, and it's like, oh, I've got all these talents, and I know we're getting to the end of the cycle, and I'm really anxious to do this. Well, darling, you aren't going anywhere until you clear all of this out of your, and you'll know when it's cleared when you don't have these physical challenges coming up.
Uh-huh.
However, you do know that you are accomplishing because you are working during sleep time.
Okay.
And we talked about what you were doing. You're not remembering it. And so when you go to sleep at night, program yourself that you will remember what you're doing at sleep time, even if they have to wake you up in the middle of the night, so the memory is with you.
Okay. All righty.
You're doing grand work, darling.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate your help. I really do.
I don't know. Did that help you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Well, Charlene and I will be here next Saturday, so if you still have some of those physical challenges that are coming up, give us a call then. As long as you've got the count. See, I suspect that you haven't gotten down to really the pattern yet, the thing that set up the pattern.
That's what I'm thinking.
And once you get to the pattern, it helps clear these other things. I can't recall, Nancy, are we telling you that fear is around some of this pattern?
Yes.
Yeah. See, it was one of the things that I was going to talk about today, except we really didn't get to it. But I happened to mention, in this respect to you, is as we have been struggling against the dark, and there is somewhere in that pattern, the fear of dying, the fear of the dark, and, you know, I hate to say this, but it really is true. Sometimes we even cursed God because we felt so abandoned and lost at the time of being devastated.
Yeah.
Does that have a resonance to you?
I think it does, yes.
Uh-huh. Did we ever clear that?
No.
Call next week and talk to us about that and see if there is. Think about that over the next week. If you, because you might conjure up some situation that we could bring up and clear next week.
Okay.
Because they seem to be some of the core issues that surround these patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think you have a pattern that has to be cleared. We've cleared issues that have come up, but I don't think the core issue's cleared.
Yeah. Alrighty, then. I will be calling next week. And I will be working on it as usual this week.
Well, you really, in all fairness, dear, you really have done a lot of clearing already.
That's good to hear.
Well, you have. I mean, look at all the clearing that you've done with us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But when the same thing keeps coming back, you know that you haven't cleared the pattern.
Yeah.
That's when you really start to see a difference.
Yes. Well, I'm ready for it, so.
I know. You're a dear soul, Nancy.
Thank you.
That's why you're here, because you were ready for it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, me and my raising my hand, huh?
Oh, now what it was is you had a broken arm and they had it in a cast and it just looked like it was raised.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you, dear.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you, too. Well, folks, we probably have about 5 minutes here. I spent the time that I did with Linda for Linda's benefit, of course, and for all of your benefit also, because it gives you and it gave you or should give you an idea of this planning that souls have gone through. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take this information that I wanted to discuss today, and I'm going to discuss it next Sunday, so tune in, because I do think it's important. You got some clues during times when Earth was in the enlightened state and it fell. Many of us who were there made it was more than a promise. It was an oath of a sort that we would come back and we would, and it was a promise to God, actually, that we would come back when the time was right and help to rebuild the human race back up to where it was, to help rebuild the purity of the planet. And so it gives one an idea as to the course that we've taken. So we'll discuss more of that next week. And might I also suggest, consider having a mini reading to find out what your promises were, the source of your mission, what's on the plate, so to speak. Sometimes even a dream that is repeating itself and you know that it's very important and you can't get to the answer, you can get that information going through the records. Sometimes even a pattern for healing, the physical, we've been able to get some of that from readings at times when people ask. So there is a lot to discuss. My website, friends, is www.carolynevers.com, CarolynEvers.com. You can order a reading there. We also have a special this month. If you buy Conversations with Caesar, you get two free conference calls that are quite remarkable, and I would say earth-changing, not earth-changing, but soul-changing. And so from my heart to your heart, I send you blessings, send you love. Tune in next Saturday, and I will see you next Sunday. Have a beautiful, blessed, and peaceful evening. Goodbye for now.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.